Stop 7, Fire Pond. The marked railing is still on the right side of the boardwalk. When you reach Stop 7, there will be a bench around the tree on your left. Did you hear any of our resident turtles plop into the water as you walked around the deck? These reptiles spend sunny days soaking up heat by basking in the sun atop logs and tree trunks. Like the green frogs and bullfrogs, painted turtles and an occasional snapping turtle may be found in the vernal pool in spring, but they move to the deeper fire pond as the vernal pool dries up. The painted turtle has a dark carapace or shell, brightly marked with red along the edges and yellow markings on its head. Adults usually range in size from 4 to 6 inches, roughly the size of a small dessert plate. Sometimes they have grown as large as 10 inches here at Arcadia. Snapping turtles are the largest freshwater turtles in Massachusetts, and as adults range in size from 8 to 20 inches, small dinner plates to large platters. The largest one found in Massachusetts weighed 76 pounds. Unlike the painted turtles that can retreat into their shells, though not close them completely, snapping turtles rely on retreating into the mud at the bottom of the pond. They snap only when they have no choice and use this defense primarily when cornered on land or battling other snappers for territory. The life cycle of the painted and snapping turtles is opposite that of spring peepers and wood frogs. These turtle eggs would not survive in water, so females must walk on land and find a safe and usually sandy place to dig a hole and lay their eggs. The females return to the water as, except when egg-laying, they are almost totally aquatic. Unlike frogs, they have no larval stage, and the eggs hatch into tiny turtles, which are totally on their own. Both types of turtles will spend the winter protected in the mud on the bottom of this pond. Bullfrogs are the largest of North American frogs and some of the best jumpers in the world. The tadpoles eat mostly aquatic plants, but the adults are predators that could pose a danger to the vernal pool species if their numbers were to increase. The tadpoles develop slowly, taking 1 to 3 years to reach adulthood. They survive the winter by burying themselves in the mud of the pond or building small cave-like structures in the mud. The young of the green frog, a much smaller frog, mature faster than bullfrogs, and some may reach adulthood before their first winter. Others will go into hibernation and wait until spring to transform into frogs. They can produce as many as 6 different calls, so what you hear now is just a small sample of their repertoire. Green and bullfrogs overwinter in similar ways in the sedimentation at the bottom of ponds. There's a whole array of other creatures that live in the fire pond and vernal pool. Some, such as water fleas, water beetles, and isopods, spend their entire life in the pond. Others spend their larval lives in the pond or vernal pool before becoming adults. These include insects like dragonflies and mosquitoes. You may have already heard the familiar buzz of mosquitoes around your ears, and even the whir of dragonfly wings as they attempt to capture them. As much as we may dislike mosquitoes, their larvae provide food for the larvae and young of many other species that live here, and the adults are food for other insects, bats, and many birds. One such bird, the phoebe, can be heard at Arcadia in spring and summer. These small birds enjoy wetlands and field edges where they can sit on a dead tree branch and hawk a mosquito or other insect by flying out from the branch and grabbing it in midair. Maybe you'll hear a phoebe as you continue along the boardwalk and around the field. Do you smell something here? If you detect a pungent and unpleasant odor here right now, then you are witnessing the hard work of microbes. They are decomposing carbon and sulfur into methane here along the debris at the edge of the fire pond.